Every year on Christmas, many Jewish people participate in a time-honored holiday tradition, going to a movie and eating Chinese food. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela Lafrak went to one of the only kosher Chinese carryout restaurants in the D.C. area to see how they're getting ready for the rush.
Members of the kitchen staff at Holy Chow in Silver Spring are mixing the filling for egg rolls. Dozens and dozens of egg rolls.
Cabbage, carrots, string beans. I think that's it.
I visited a few days before the holiday, and they already have tons of Christmas orders in. They're trying to get a head start. Owner Ami Schreiber says it's one of the busiest times of the year.
We've had people putting in orders a month in advance. Last year, we probably had to turn down about half of our business.
The tradition of eating Chinese food on Christmas dates back to the late 1800s and Manhattan's Lower East Side. Rabbi Jesse Paikin of Sixth and I Synagogue in D.C. explains.
The Jewish communities and the East Asian communities often congregated in the same places and changed over time as those communities grew differently.
Paikin says one kosher law prohibits the mixing of meat and dairy. That's one reason why Chinese establishments attracted Jewish clientele. Chinese restaurants offered more options than, say, an Italian pizza restaurant or a hamburger joint. But, he continues, a kosher restaurant today has to do a lot more than just separating meat and cheese or banishing shellfish.
There's a whole list of foods you can eat and you can't eat, and all sorts of lists of what kind of foods can be mixed together. Then what happens is you get 2,000 years of rabbis and scholars commenting on that, and that accrues to the very wide rules of keeping kosher today.
Those strict rules are part of why Holy Chow is one of the only kosher Chinese restaurants in the entire region. That's even though Montgomery County has a robust Orthodox community. There's a fast casual kosher Asian restaurant on H Street in the city. But for more traditional Chinese, you might have to drive all the way to Baltimore to David Chu's China Bistro. Instead of making the schlep myself, I call up the owner, Amy Fan.
Hello?
She tells me she's expecting to serve around 800 people on Christmas Day.
Oh, it will be the longest day in the year.
When she immigrated from China in the early 2000s and took over the restaurant, she didn't know that much about Jewish culture. Now she knows all the ins and outs of keeping kosher. Her favorite part is observing Shabbos, the Jewish Sabbath, which means she shuts down her business on Saturdays. I ask if that makes it hard to break even. She answers with a resounding no.
Actually, this is the best part of my business. You can have more time with your family. You know, everybody looking forward to the Shabbos.
Back at Holy Chow, Schreiber and his wife Rivka say about 90% of their customers are Jewish. The kosher ingredients and keeping the kitchen up to snuff takes time and money, which means their price point is higher than other similar restaurants.
You know, they might be a bit skeptical. They'll come and look at the prices and then just walk right out.
But more than enough people are walking in and staying. So, like any good journalist, I decide to place an order for me and my colleagues. I was told to bring back dumplings. What are your most popular?
Probably the beef dumplings, I would guess. Yeah,
beef or chicken. Or
is that
going to
be enough food, they
want.
Ask?
Two of
Just
each.
Like my own Jewish relatives.
You want two veggie, two beef, two chicken?
That sounds perfect.
Okay.
For WAMU, I'm Michaela Lafrak.